President Obama had to step in between the West Coast dock workers and their employers, and they finally reached some type of decision after 9 months of negotiations as 29 ports were shut down from Seattle to San Diego. Workers are back to work, and in Orange Cove at Cecilia Packin, President David Roth says the employees are happy for the work after months of getting their hours cut because of the shutdowns. Roth went on to say, "We're still 6 or 8 weeks behind, and that is not going to make us good for what we've already missed the last 3 months." He estimates they've lost $1 million because their fruit couldn't be exported out of the ports. Without shipment overseas, many citrus growers had to push their fruit into the domestic market, driving down the price of citrus. Roth also said, "There's a glut of the market that was supposed to go export that ended up domestic, and that's caused a major problem." Craig Merrilies, spokesperson for the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, said the companies have committed to reopen the ports, open the doors, get all the ships working so the workers can get in there and make sure that folks get the containers that they have been waiting so long for. I'm Mike D., Southeast AgNet.